Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. It's Friday. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators, from Genesis to Revelation. Before we begin in the book of Isaiah, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are our advocate, the bread of life, the comforter, and our designer. You are equal to none other. And Lord, you have given us freedom in the blood of Jesus. You are so good to us, Lord, and you are here with us right now. You're the intercessor, and you are the judge. You're the keeper of our soul, and the lamp unto our feet. You are mercy upon mercy, and new with us each and every day. Lord, you are the only wise God. You're perfect in all your ways, and you are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are ready all the time. You are salvation to all who believe. And Lord, you are the teacher of teachers. You are unbelievably generous, and you are the victory in the blood of Jesus. You are the example we long to follow. And Lord, you are Yahweh, the God we want to say yes to and yearn for. And Father, thank you for having zero tolerance for sin. O precious God, help us as sinners. We confess before you the sins that beset us, for we do not want to be sinners. But we do know this, Lord, that we are saved by the blood of Jesus. And we want to give that kind of grace and mercy and hope to those that we have impact on. And we want to do it in a way that is gracious. Oh Lord, let us be the lifeblood of Jesus Christ on our campuses today. We thank you, Father, for the blessing of this honor. And we ask your help, for it is supernatural. It has nothing to do with us and everything to do with Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this Friday. And we place it in your hands and ask this all in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of God's promises. The Word of God, Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 10, from the NIV. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. From the King James Version. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And from the Living Bible. And don't forget the many times I clearly told you what was going to happen in the future. For I am God, I only, and there is no other like me who can tell you what is going to happen. All I say will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. The Word of God, Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 10. Praise God for his amazing promises. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read a small note to the educator that I wrote to you the day that I compiled Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 10. Hindsight is 20/20. Only God can see the past, present, and future. He declares the end from the beginning. How does he do that? He is God and there is no other. Rather than trying to figure out how he works, Let's bask in his pleasure and do whatever he wishes. Thankfully for us, he is only concerned for our good, our well-being, and success. If you are not sure how you will succeed this school year, try to look back on the times he pulled you through. At the time, it always feels impossible, but in hindsight, we see his mighty hand of provision. Start writing down your blessings each week, and then review them at the end of the school year. You will be amazed at how much he has done when you look back over the year. And that, my friends, was a little note from my heart to yours. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in this time on God's Word. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song, and then I read the lyrics. We are in our Christmas series, our Advent series, and this is song number 15 out of 20, and it is called A Christmas Alleluia, written by Chris Tomlin. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ, the Savior of the world, he has come. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ, the Savior of the world has come. The heavens roar, the angels sing, all glory to our God and King. O night divine forevermore, the heavens roar, the angels sing, all glory to our God and King. O night divine forevermore. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, the Savior of the world, he has come. Alleluia, alleluia. To the highest name of all, alleluia. You're the highest name of all, alleluia. And that, my friends, was a Christmas alleluia, written and sung by Chris Tomlin and Lauren Daigle. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. It is with great joy that I pray with you each and every day, my friends. And so today, on December the 14th, we're going to be praying that the fruit of the Spirit is evident in our classrooms. And that, of course, comes from Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. And so, my friends, we stop at 1:16 p.m. by our alarms as a sign of unity. This is a prayer that is corporate. But it is not a replacement for all your other prayers, that's for sure. It is momentary. It is yet discreet and reverent, and it is something you can just pause and pray. Now, if you don't remember the prompt, don't you worry. There's plenty of things to pray for on your school campus. And if you can't figure that out or you're in the moment and can't think about it, then just say thank you, Lord. Just that chance to recognize that he has placed all of us in our callings, in the public schools. And so, my friends, that is our cry of unity at 1:16 p.m., based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today on December the 14th, Friday, at 1:16 p.m. The fifth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. These are given at Christian Educators Association International, CEAI, and that is www.ceai.org. You can share these, printed or digitally, or you can just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Today's devotional is written by Kathy Branzell. She entitled it Receiver, the Prayer. May we all know how to receive our circumstances from your hand, O Lord. Thank you for your great love for us. May we bless you as we celebrate the coming of your dear Son. Amen. And the scripture she chose is 1 Timothy 4, verses 4 to 5. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. We may hear many times during the Christmas season the scripture, "It is more blessed to give than to receive," but I would like to point out how blessed we have been to receive. Think about how many things we have received from God: life, mercy, grace, love, patience, beyond the ability we may encounter during this time of this school year, and salvation through the life and blood of his only Son. What else can you name? He has certainly lavished us with gifts. Now let me ask you, if you've ever refused something sent from God, have you ever refused his generosity? Have you ever not opened a gift from him? Think about it. Have any of you ever put limits or had a hands-off attitude towards God in an area of your life? Have you ever said no when God asked you to do something? Have we been known to behave like rebellious adolescents and refuse his guidance when he has clearly advised us? Have you received something that you first felt was a curse, but now you call it a gift? It is surely more blessed to receive than refuse when the package is postmarked heaven. Consider some of the many gifts God has given you. And that, my friends, was our daily devotional written by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. These are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's quote is from Robert Frost. In three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. And now, precious friends, as we close out our time together for this day and this week, may I remind you of our precious promise from today, from Isaiah 46, verses 9 to 10. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. O beautiful Savior and gracious God, we bow before you, the one and only God, the one who sees the beginning from the end. O gracious Lord, hallelujah to your name. We come before you and praise you and thank you for your marvelous gifts. We ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.